pun alert. There's been so much snowfall already in the Northeast just year, towns are in a pickle with plowing budgets running dry. Public works officials in cash-strapped Bergen County, New Jersey, have come up with a solution, though, for their dilemma, pickle juice. Get it? Dilemma, pickle juice. I'm sorry. Joining us from Hackensack is Joe Crefasi, Bergen County's Director of Public Works. And Joe, I'm sure you haven't heard any of these before.
No. Not at all.
Well, how did you come up with this idea, pickle juice?
Actually, pickle juice is the byproduct of cucumbers being seasoned in salt at 23% concentration and water and mix it.
Huh.
That starts off as brine. It doesn't become pickle juice until you put the cucumbers in and age them. So we're actually just not going to the second step. We're leaving it at salt and water.
Oh, funny. And now you're doing this before the snowfall. For people who aren't in snow areas, you know, that has become the thinking to try to treat the roads before the snow hits it?
Correct. We spray this product anywhere up to 48 hours prior to a storm. It'll dry into the pavement. And at first snowfall, when it hits the ground, it activates the salt and starts melting the snow before it gets a chance to accumulate.
And why is it better than salt?
If you just put down regular salt, it will not completely cover the entire area that the snowfall is coming onto.
Right.
The liquid mixed into the salt gives you a even application and covers the entire pavement or sidewalk.
We understand it's the brine solution is less expensive as well.
Very inexpensive. If you were to equate a ton of salt, it's $63 per ton. 230 gallons of the brine is equal to a ton, and that's only $16.76.
Oh, well, there's quite a saving there.
So we're saving approximately $46 per ton of salt by putting down this preventive spray.
But then you have all those people in Bergen County having an unexplainable hankering for pastrami sandwiches.
Correct. The delis are doing very well during this winter season.
Sorry. We can't help it. But have you heard of what some other states are doing? We were reading that in Tennessee, they're experimenting with a mixture made from potato juice. It's also applied beforehand to prevent icing. And they're also using beet juice.
I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
I think the brine or pickle juice ideas have not just started with us. This has been going on for a few years now. I think it's just homeowners or creative workmanship that brine became the front runner of fighting snow.
Right. Well, let me ask you about some of the other advances we're reading about. There's something called the snow dragon. We have had so much snow on the East Coast that cities and towns, there's no place to put it. I'm sure you
Correct.
Have that same problem, right?
Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Snow dragon is actually a very large-sized vat that you park over a manhole that goes into the storm sewer, and you would dump piles of snow in it, and it would, through obviously a melting process, screen out pollutants and then put the water back into the sewer system.
Hmm.
The only problem is it's very expensive. A machine of that size is probably $200,000.
Well, and that might apply to some other ideas. We're hearing that some cities, well, Colorado, started putting out snow plows equipped with computers so that the operator has all the weather and road conditions, and they don't just do all the roads. And again, if you're not in some of our listeners are not in snow areas, but there will be these convoys of like 10 sometimes plows, one right after the other, doing every road, sometimes roads without snow on them. And what about this huge plow? We understand it's about 26 feet wide. Instead of having to have three plows next to each other on, you know, like, you know, one of your 95 or one of your big roads there, this is a 26-foot-wide plow. Have you seen this?
I've heard of it, but not seen it.
I guess it does two interstate lanes in one pass.
Wow.
You'd like that, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love that here.
Yeah. But how much is the money affecting you this year with all this snow?
Actually, Bergen County budgeted about $4 million for snow removal and salt application. And before last snowfall, we were at $3.3 million. So we're pretty much close to our budget being exhausted.
Yeah.
And I think we still have another month to go. So we have to come up with some creative ways to save as much money as possible or not go too much over our budget without affecting the rest of the taxpayers.
Right. Well, with the new budget-cutting governor, we might be seeing New Jersey residents urged out to the Garden State Parkway to clear it with their
shovel
shovels.
Shovel their own, yes. It'll be shovel your own.
Joe Crefasi, Bergen County, New Jersey's Director of Public Works. Thanks so much.
Thank you.